Hi, I'm Miyoko Shinner. Today, I'll be showing you how tasty, colorful, and inviting a completely vegan Thanksgiving dinner can be.
Welcome to Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living, where we join Ms. Miyoko Shinner, a renowned vegan chef and author for the past 30 years, on a vegan Thanksgiving special.
And we are doing what many families do every Thanksgiving, which is spending the whole day in the kitchen.
That's right. We are exactly doing that. Absolutely.
Just all right. No turkeys.
That's right. No turkeys. Well, there are turkeys running around the hills here, wild ones. Okay.
On Monday, we had started some tantalizing vegan recipes with Miyoko, namely pumpkin soup, roasted veggies, and the golden phyllo pouches. Let's step back into Chef Miyoko's beautiful home kitchen to complete our fantastic holiday feast that both people and animals can be thankful for.
And the onions look fabulous. Now we have to deglaze a pan, which means that because they're sticking to the pan now, we're going to add a little bit of water.
All right.
And that's going to deglaze the pan and get all that.
And we leave the flame on.
We leave the flame on. Mm-hmm. And that'll get all the stuff that's stuck to the pan off and make them even sweeter. There we go. Okay. Now the onions are ready, and all we have to do is wait for the roasted vegetables, and then we're going to combine it with the quinoa and the roasted vegetables and put it in a beautiful phyllo pouch and bake it.
Mm, yum. And it sounds like this meal is going to have be packed with protein, because not only the cashews have a lot of protein,
yep.
but... Can you talk a little about quinoa?
Quinoa, so I think it's about 15% protein. Mm-hmm. Quinoa is actually a seed. It's not a grain. And so it's full of all these phytonutrients and protein and minerals and calcium.
And
you can use it just like rice.
Great.
That's right. But it's so light and fluffy. I love it. So we've got some pine nuts in this pan here over low heat. And I'm just going to toss and stir and to brown them a little bit, bring out a little bit of their flavor. And the quinoa, I believe, is about cooked, so let's just check that. Doesn't that look wonderful?
Really, yep.
Looks nice and fluffy. So we're going to add the quinoa now to the onions, the caramelized onions right in here.
And this is all going to turn out to be the stuffing
our pouches, okay?
So we even get to have stuffing for Thanksgiving.
We get stuffing, that's exactly right. Okay, so now we're going to start on our gravy.
Okay.
Now what I have here is some mushroom stock. You can make your own mushroom stock. You can soak shiitake mushrooms, for example, and just use that, the water from that, or porcini mushrooms. Mm-hmm. Or you can just buy mushroom stock from your grocers.
Okay.
So we've got 4 cups of mushroom stock in there, and I've got my cashew cream, which is going to help to thicken it a little bit. All right, so I'm going to add about 1/2 cup.
Okay.
And then we're going to add some fresh thyme. So I'm just going to pull it off of these, get my thyme leaves just off of the stems here, just by pulling like that. And what happens with cashew cream is that when you heat it, it actually thickens up a little bit. So this is going to thicken up to be sort of a glaze. It's not going to be a really, really thick gravy.
Okay.
If you want to thicken it up at the very end, you can add a little bit of cornstarch or arrowroot. Now we're also going to season it with just a dash of soy sauce.
Mm-hmm.
About 1 tablespoon or 2 of soy sauce is really about all you need in there. All right, we're going to let this come to a simmer for a few minutes, okay? In the meantime, let me check on the vegetables and see if they're done. Oh, they are beautiful. Get all the veggies in there. The caramelization concentrates the flavor and brings out the sweetness in the vegetables. So, get the fennel in there too. All right, now we're going to add the pine nuts that are beautifully toasted. You notice that we just kept them tossing like that, so they browned without turning black. Okay. We'll mix all of that up here. And now we're going to add some sage. Okay, Now I've got about a half a cup of finely ground walnuts, which will add a wonderful richness to this dish. So we're going to put that in there. If you want to roast the walnuts ahead of time, it'll even make them more savory. There's a lot of great plant sources of omega-3, with walnuts being one of them, mm-hmm. chia seeds, flax seeds. So there's a lot of places to get your omega-3 without harming fish. So we're going to go ahead and finally sliver the sage, which gives it that Thanksgiving flavor that we all love at this time of year. Add it to that. It's about a tablespoon or two of fresh sage. Mm-hmm. Mix it all up. And that is our filling for our phyllo pouches. So we're about ready to make our pouches, get them in the oven. Let's get the phyllo ready to go so we can make the pouches. All right, we've got phyllo sheets. I don't know how people make these. They're so incredibly thin and fragile. But anyway, they're wonderful. They're used all over the world. Middle East is the origin of them, of course. You have to put oil between every sheet in order to get them to puff out and be nice and crisp and not be doughy. Now, if you want, you can use the nonstick cooking spray. Mm-hmm. That also works. Okay. If you are watching your fat intake, then that's a really good option. Just use one of those. And we're going to need about four to five sheets of phyllo for each pouch. So these sheets have actually been cut in half. Then we take some of our filling and we put it right in the middle here like this and create a nice little mound. And we gather up the phyllo. And we just kind of twist at the top to make a little pouch. There. And then we're going to bake this for about 20 minutes or so, 20, 30 minutes until they're nice and brown and crispy, and serve it with our thyme mushroom gravy. These are ready now. I've got eight
Wonderful.
Pouches.
Okay.
And we're going to put them in the oven. They're going to bake for about 30 minutes. Let's get these in here. All right, so now we're going to start on the pumpkin bread pudding. First of all, we've got one loaf of bread. You can choose any kind of bread you like. This is ciabatta. What you want to do is cube them and then toast them at about 350 degrees so they're slightly dry. And the drier they are, the less moisture they have, the more they'll suck up the pumpkin mixture that we'll put in.
Okay.
Now, if it's a stale bread, you don't even need to pre-bake it. So as you know, pumpkin pie is the traditional dessert for Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't want that crust and, you know, you don't want to bother making a pie crust, this is a really easy alternative. So let me introduce you to the ingredients. We've got a can of pumpkin here, 3/4 cup of soy milk or almond milk, 8 ounces of tofu, a cup of maple syrup, 2 tablespoons of cornstarch, and then we have some cinnamon, some ginger, and some fresh nutmeg or whole nutmeg. All we're going to do is put everything in the blender and blend it, pour it over here and bake it. So we'll get the pumpkin in here. All right. 8 ounces of regular or firm tofu, not the extra firm, 3/4 cup milk, about 2 tablespoons of arrowroot or cornstarch. You can use either. All right, we're going to add 2 teaspoons of cinnamon, 1 teaspoon of ginger, about 1/2 teaspoon of freshly grated nutmeg. All right, and about 1/2 teaspoon of sea salt. All right, now we're going to puree that. All right, that is it. I'm just going to give it a taste, make sure it tastes good. I think that's pretty good. Mm. All right, so I'm going to pour that over the breadcrumbs here.
Mm. It looks really decadent.
Oh. It's decadent tasting, but it's really not that rich if you think about it. It's low in fat. We don't have the pie crust with all the oil or the shortening. So since we're having so many other dishes, it's nice to have a slightly lighter pumpkin dessert. Okay. Make sure it's all coated well. OK, Okay, let's get that in the oven.
Okay.
You know, the pouches look beautiful. They're so crispy and golden brown.
Right.
And so I'm just going to thicken up the sauce, the mushroom thyme sauce, with a little bit of arrowroot.
All right.
But I've dissolved in some water. You can use cornstarch as well, just to thicken the sauce up a little bit so it's a nice glaze, okay? And then I have some spinach in a pan here. Just added a dash of salt just to wilt it, and we'll serve that underneath the pouches.
Oh, nice.
Okay? So I'm going to turn that off. That looks perfect, just the way
Great.
It looks. And now I'm going to go and get the pouches out of the oven.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Don't these look beautiful?
They look wonderful, all brown like that.
Yeah. Mm. All right, so I'm going to serve these up. You want this to thicken up a little bit. All right, and I've got the soup here too, so I'm going to start pouring the soup. Put a little leaf of sage on it. Put the lid on the side. Look at that.
Mm.
Isn't that cute?
Great.
Okay.
Here we go.
Here we go. This is it.
The moment we've been waiting for.
Just going to pour a little bit of the sauce around the plate there.
Ah, that's wonderful.
Does that look delicious?
It smells great. The mushrooms.
Yeah, the mushroom and, the mushroom stock is fabulous.
Wonderful.
Yeah. So I'm going to leave a little well there. And pick up one of these. When they're baked, you see they handle pretty well. And then just pour some of that lovely mushroom thyme sauce around the edge there. There we go. Well, I'm giving thanks already for all this delicious food and the fact that we're done cooking. I'm really thankful for that.
I can tell it's all worth it. Wow, it looks so delicious. And we know the turkeys are happy.
Turkeys are happy because
they're right where they need to
yes,
be.
Yes, absolutely. It's been so fun having you here today. And can you see how to make a cruelty-free Thanksgiving that not only we humans can enjoy and be thankful for, but the animals as well?
It was such a pleasure learning all of this and seeing these amazing herbs and spices. And your concoctions are incredible. I can't wait to try them.
I can't either, so we're going to have to go sit down right away. So everybody, happy vegan Thanksgiving.
Happy vegan Thanksgiving. We're going to go eat.
We are. Well, everyone, welcome. I'm so glad that we're all gathered here, friends and family. Thank you, everybody. Happy vegan Thanksgiving.
And here's
Cheers.
To the chef.
Yeah.
Happy vegan Thanksgiving.
Cheers.
Cheers to all.
Let's dig in.
Let's dig in, yeah.
Interested in more of Miyoko Shinner's impressive vegan recipes? Please visit www.amazon.com to purchase her cookbooks, The New Now and Zen Epicure, Gourmet Vegan Recipes for the Enlightened Palate, and Japanese Cooking, Contemporary and Traditional.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/veg.